Tuesday. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today,
this is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful.
I got that feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy down in my heart, today, today.
Hello, and welcome to Run Up for Christ Ministries Blog Talk Radio Bible Reading Class. My name is Deacon Charles Mackey, and I'll be your teacher this evening as we continue in the book of Psalms. We thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in, and we ask that you let someone else know about this Bible reading class. We will open with prayer, and following prayer, we'll begin the Bible reading portion of this class. After that, we'll open the phone lines for you to answer, review questions, or just make comments. All you have to do is press 1 to enter the host queue, and the review questions can be found at rfcm.org. And if you are participating, please remember to keep all background noise to zero. Now let us pray. Father God, we thank you as we come together again, study your word, to have conversation about your word, Father God, to learn more about you and to grow closer to you. We pray this class this evening is pleasing to you, Father God, in every way. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to listen to chapters 66 through 70, and we'll see you on the other side.
Psalm 66, for the director of music, a song, a psalm. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Psalm 67. For the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. Psalm 68. For the director of music of David, a psalm, a song. May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God, but may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens poured down rain, before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. The Lord announces the word, and the women who proclaim it are a mighty throng. Kings and armies flee in haste. The women at home divide the plunder. Even while you sleep among the sheep pens, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow fallen on Mount Zalmon. Mount Bashan, majestic mountain, Mount Bashan, rugged mountain. Why gaze and envy, you rugged mountain, at the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell forever? The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. When you ascended on high, you took many captives. You received gifts from people, even from the rebellious, that you, Lord God, might dwell there. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that your feet may wade in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession, God, has come into view, the procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers, after them the musicians. With them are the young women playing the timbrels. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There the great throng of Judah's princes, and there the princes of Zebulun and of Naphtali. Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Rebuke the beast among the reeds, the herd of bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled, may the beast bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. Psalm 69, for the director of music, to the tune of Lilies of David. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters, the floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail, looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause, those who seek to destroy me. I am forced to restore what I did not steal. You, God, know my folly. My guilt is not hidden from you. Lord, the Lord Almighty, may those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me. God of Israel, may those who seek you not be put to shame because of me. For I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face. I am a foreigner to my own family, a stranger to my own mother's children. The zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me. When I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But I pray to you, Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. Rescue me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters engulf me, or the depths swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Deliver me because of my foes. You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none, for comforters, but I found none. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. May the table set before them become a snare. May it become retribution and a trap. And their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. Pour out your wrath on them. Let your fierce anger overtake them. May their place be deserted, that there be no one to dwell in their tents. For they persecute those you wound, and talk about the pain of those you hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out of the book of life, and not be listed with the righteous. But as for me, afflicted and in pain, may your salvation, God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song, and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and hooves. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. Then people will settle there and possess it. The children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell there. Psalm 70, for the director of music of David, a petition. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay. Psalm 66.
All right. That concludes the Bible reading portion, and we're now moving to answering the review questions. And remember, if you would like to participate, just press 1 to get in the host queue. Question number 1. What does David make a reference to the Old Testament?
That's 66, 5, and 6, and good evening.
Good evening, E, and yes, sir.
Well, you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me an inheritance reserved for those who fear your name. Add many years to the life of the king. May his years span the generations. Amen. Hello?
Hello? Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, what chapter was that you just read?
61 verses 5 and 6.
We're doing 66 through 70.
My bad. 66.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm reading wrong. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
66, 5, and 6. My bad.
No problem, man. No problem.
Come and see what our God has done. What awesome miracle he performs for people. He made a dry path through the Red Sea, and his people went across on foot. There we rejoice in him. Amen. I apologize.
That's all right. That one sounded a little more familiar. There we go.
Yeah, it sounds like something we should be saying. Okay, I'm with you.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Question number 2. Does David keep the vows he made to God?
66, 13-15?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now I come to your temple with burnt offerings to fulfill the vows I made to you. Yes, the sacred vows that I made when I was in deep trouble. That is why I am sacrificing burnt offerings to you, the best of my rams as a pleasing aroma, and the sacrifice of bulls and male goats. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. Question number 3. To complete these verses, it begins with come and listen and ends with for me. And
okay.
I'll go ahead and read there. You ain't got to do all of them, man. That's chapter 66, verses 16 through 20.
Yeah, okay.
Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. For I cried out to him for help, praying to him as I spoke. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. Praise God, who did not ignore my prayer or withdraw his unfailing love from me.
All right. Okay.
All right. Question number 4. What does David wish was known throughout the earth?
Oh, I can answer that one. Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
I know I pop in. Every other week I be here. I got to go to somewhere. Anyways, 67 verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Okie dokie. Oh, I gotta read it. That your way may be known on earth, your salvation among our nation.
Oh, say it again.
That your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
Yep. She probably just reading from a different.
King James Version. My bad. I'm sorry.
Yep. That's cool. Thank you. Thank you.
You know
what? What did she say it was, though? 67 what?
Two.
Two. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Wait a minute, what was the question? Hold on a second before you take off.
No problem, man.
That was number four or three? Four. What
that was number four.
Number two, yes, okay. And you always be known throughout the year. The same qualifier. Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, I got it. I just was like, I didn't know what the question was.
Oh, okay. So you had it right. You had to check the question out.
Yeah, I just didn't know what the question was, but that's what I was looking at. Man, I had to have it. You know what she just told us the other day?
Yes, sir.
Right.
All right. Question number five. What will happen if all the nations praise God?
I have 5 through 7.
Yes, sir.
All right. May the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Then the earth will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will richly bless us. Yes, God will bless us, and people all over the world will fear him. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number six. What will God do for the fatherless, widowed, and lonely?
I had 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I got 2.
Oh, and 7?
No, I didn't get 7. I got 5 and 6.
Okay. Yep, it's 5 and 6.
All right. Father, to the fatherless, defender of widows, this is God, whose dwelling is holy. God places the lonely in families. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy, that he makes the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Amen.
Amen. And well, I just know before when I used to answer the questions or make up questions, sometimes if you're in a different translation, they line up, but sometimes, like, you know, they may be an extra verse or one less verse. So, you know, if anyone's who will be listening, if you're we work out of the NLT. So if you're using a different Bible and you're thinking your answers aren't lining up, that may be why. So just a note. All right. Question number 7. Where will the Lord live forever, and what is the description of it? And that
number
can be fine. Number 7.
58, number 16, verse 16 through 18?
You say 15 or 16?
Oh, I said 16.
Okay. Start at 15? Yep.
I sure will.
Thank you.
58, 16. Okay. The mountains of Bashan are majestic, with many peaks stretching high into the sky. Why do you look with envy, O rugged mountains, at Mount Zion, where God has chosen to live, where the Lord himself will live forever? Where am I supposed to go to? Oh, 18. Will live forever. Surrounded by unnumbered thousands of chariots, the Lord came from Mount Sinai into his sanctuary. When you ascend to the heights, you led a crowd of captives. You received gifts from the people, even from those who rebelled against you. Now, the Lord God will live among us there. My bad.
Are you good, bro?
Yeah,
all right.
Got a new patch on a couple of times.
Okay. Question number 8. Who does David want to be humbled?
Okay.
And if you give me the answer, I'll read it for you, brother.
Okay. I had 68, but I had 28 through 35.
Okay. I had 28 through 30. Why'd you go to 35?
Through 30, because I need to count. Hold on 1 minute. I'll tell you to make my burden by.
All right.
It makes it better. Light and warm. Come with this. Oh, because I tied in when at the end of 30, where it says, about middle of the verse, it says, make them bring bars of silver and humble tribute, scatter the nations that delight in war, let Egypt come with gifts of precious metals. Well, what was the question? Make sure that ties in, right? That's number 8. Who does David want to be humbled? Yeah, well, I was thinking because, like it says, let Egypt come with gifts of precious metals. Let Ethiopia bring tribute to God. Because these are other countries, too. And it said, who did he want to be humble? So I'm thinking Egypt and Ethiopia was part of the people he wanted to be humble. Because they still would bring things to him to make it, you know, they humbled themselves, giving him gifts. For what he has done or whatever has been going on, that was just my opinion. I could be 100% wrong or 130% wrong. I don't know.
No. I get why you did that. Just when I was putting it together, he just says rebuke these enemy nations. So, you know, I covered it when he said nations, but I understand why you would continue on and add, you know, because he named a couple of nations, so that's fine.
Yeah, he named
no
problem. Ethiopia. And then
not
it,
a problem.
It continued on, you know, and it was saying how the majesty shines down on Israel down in verse 34. So by naming these different places, that's why I came in.
Okay. Understandable. Not a problem.
Okay, fine.
Well, I'll go ahead and I'm going to read it, but I'm going to stop at 30.
Okay, that's on you. I'm with you.
All right. Summon your might, O God. Display your power, O God, as you have in the past. The kings of the earth are bringing tribute to your temple in Jerusalem. Rebuke these enemy nations, these wild animals lurking in the reeds, this herd of bulls among the weaker calves. Make them bring bars of silver in humble tribute. Scatter the nations that delight in war.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I was
going to
make you nothing, sir.
No. I understand why you're
talking.
I'm just
talking stuff. Go ahead on, man.
You good.
Yeah.
We got to stick together, man.
Hey, what is Ethiopia called in the King James Version?
Oh, Ethiopia.
What is it called in the NIV Version?
I can go look, but I think it's Ethiopia.
Give me 1 sec. You said what is Ethiopia called in the NIV Version? Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me 1 second to get over there. That's where the iPad comes in handy.
somebody who whip swipe.
Right. 68 versus.
Oh, I beat you.
Ah, okay.
Super swipe.
And right. It said, a noble shall come from Egypt. Kush shall hasten to strength. Oh, wait, that's ESV. Dang, I didn't beat you. You still had to.
Yeah. Okay, so Kush.
Yeah.
Kush. Yes, Kush. Talked about a lot of African nations, right?
Okay, thank you.
Right, Egypt. I was just having this conversation with somebody just before Bible class about those nations. They kept, I guess in their head, they kept seeing like the Ten Commandments and seeing, you know, all these white people like, you know, playing Egyptians, and had it in their head that Egypt was not black. Kush, Ethiopia, was not black. I'm like, dude, that's North Africa? And so, yeah. And then there were some other people that we were talking about. But as we read through here, we get to see the nations that Israel intermingled with. You know, some of them they was fighting with. You know, they always was at it with Egypt. But Kush, who came from Kush? We haven't gotten there. Oh, yes, we have, haven't we? We went through kings. Yeah, we went through kings. So mm-hmm. what king hooked up with somebody from Kush?
What king hooked up with somebody from Kush?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I remember them. Was it Esther?
No.
Oh.
Remember, she was black.
Oh. Oh, that lady, what's her name? No, that's she Egyptian.
I thought you were
talking
about Cleopatra.
No, not her.
That's Mark Anthony. That was Mark Anthony's girl. She hooked up with the Roman Mark Anthony.
And the king.
Moses had a Kush wife, didn't he?
Okay. She was a queen.
Queen.
Who came to visit a king.
Oh, the lady who came to see stuff.
Was it Sheba?
Sheba, yes. The queen.
I don't know how they remember that.
Right, see. So that's right. So that's where the intermingling started. A lot of Bible scholars, of course, this is outside of the Bible, but they say that she had a baby by Solomon. And Solomon wanted that baby to become heir to the throne because he was madly in love with her. But because, you know, the mixed race issue and the Bible clearly teaching you shall not have a foreigner to rule over you, so somebody with mixed blood could never make it. And so, but that was, you know, and then that baby went back to Ethiopia. It's also believed that that's where they took and hid the Ark of the Covenant of God to keep it away from what's his name? Nebuchadnezzar, but all of that stuff is, you know, historical records and all of that. But anyway, when we see these nations and then we can see how they didn't just start to intermingle today, but they started intermingling a long time ago. And they were either friends or enemies. In this case, Kush, enemy. In the case of Egypt, I mean, Kush, friend. Egypt, not so much.
Right. You have a lot of interesting conversations.
I read and hear so much. And then when you see these things, you know, because if you didn't know, you would think that, you know, they didn't know each other, they were just enemies or whatever, you know, but They were intermingled quite a bit. I mean, especially Solomon, who married so many foreign women, not because he wanted another woman, but because he was making deals with that kingdom. If I've got your daughter over here, it's less likely that you're going to attack me. So we have a reason to get along. And so they were strategic marriages, and that's why he had 700 of them, and then the 300 concubines. All of that was for peace. And when we read about Solomon, it says the Lord gave him peace from all his enemies. Why? He married half the people who was around him. And so they had a vested interest in not attacking him because their patriarchal instincts was really through the roof. They looked for somebody to continue something. So it was highly unlikely that they would attack you if you married their daughter. And that's why he had all the marriages. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Well, I know not to marry none of them.
Well, it could be a good or a bad thing, just like today, good or bad thing.
I know, I'm going to leave it alone.
I hear you. All right. Question number 9. How does David describe his situation and how it makes him feel?
Anybody else?
Because I'm working as I go, so go ahead.
Is it 3 or 4? Hold it. Let me make sure.
I had 1 through 3.
Yeah, I went all the way to... Huh?
What did you have?
I went to 4, 1 to 4.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking for 1 through 3.
Oh, man, y'all are really working on my nerves tonight.
No, 4 is the next answer. Calm down.
Okay, here we go.
Peace next. He preparing for her.
Oh, you know, go ahead and read that, young lady, please. Thank you.
16, I want to say. Save me, O Lord, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters where the flood overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. I'm going to get an NLT, Mackie. I got you next week.
It's all good. Thank you. All right. Question number 10. As David is asking the Lord to answer his prayers quickly, how does he describe his enemy's actions?
I got 9 through 12.
Yeah, 69,
9
through 12.
Okay.
Let me make sure I got the right question. That's question number 10. As David is asking the Lord to answer his prayers quickly, how does he describe his enemy best?
I was looking for 16 through 21.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll read it. It says, answer my prayers, O Lord, for your unfailing love is wonderful. Take care of me, for your mercy is so plentiful. Don't hide from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in deep trouble. Excuse me. Come and redeem me. Free me from my enemies. You know of my shame, scorn, and disgrace. You see all that my enemies are doing. Their insults have broken my heart, and I am in despair. If only one person would show me some pity, if only one would turn and comfort me. But instead, they give me poison for food. They offer me sour wine for my thirst. Okay. Question number 11. What does David say will be more pleasing to God than sacrificing cattle, and what will come from it?
Well, I think it's that from it's downstairs in the car. I don't have to explain it. Is anyone else saying?
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh, I found it. Verse 31.
Okay, go ahead.
This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hooves. I guess 32, right? Or no, just 31.
You know what? Would you go to 33 for me?
Yep. Appreciate it, because I'm just working through it. So I got
That's cool.
The humble shall see this and be glad, and you who seek God, your heart shall live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for the background noise I had brought on.
You okay?
Oh, no problem. You know, it was something important, brother. You good?
I'm not really. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we just answered number 11.
All right. And what did you have?
It was 16? 31 through 33. What did you have?
It wasn't that.
No.
I had.
Tell me what you had.
I'm getting ready to. I had 69, but I had 30 through 36.
Okay. Now, I did put in parentheses 36 on my answer because I know, like, sometimes we add a little more. Like, so through 33 was good, but if you had through 36, that was good as well.
Okay. I got to see what the question was. What is that number 11? Does David say will be more pleasing to God than sacrificing cattle? And you started where? At 31?
Yes.
Okay.
And we stopped at 33, but if you had 36, that's fine as well.
See, I had 30 because then I will praise God's name with singing, and I will honor him with thanksgiving, for this will please the Lord more than sacrificing cattle, and then more than presenting a bull with his horns and hooves.
Okay. Yep.
That's the reason I incorporated 30.
I got it. That's fine.
Y'all just want to make me wrong. I'm good with it now. My feelings ain't hurting them.
I know a reason
to get me to cry. Y'all ain't going to make me cry.
Not Mackie.
No, we good, man. That's a good answer, brother. All right. Number 12. What does David ask to be done with those who tried to kill him?
70, verse 1 through 3.
Yes, sir.
That's what I had, too.
Please, God, rescue me. Come quickly, Lord, and help me. May those who try to kill me be humiliated and put to shame. May those who take delight in my trouble be turned back in disgrace. Let them be horrified by their shame, for they said, aha, we've got him now. Amen?
Amen. All right. Question number 13. This is more just reading. It says, complete these verses. They begin with, but may all, and end with, do not delay. Now, Sarah, you're reading out of King James, so it might not end to begin with those exact words.
I know. I couldn't find them. So bad.
Yep. Eric, I don't know what you have, but I have 4 and 5.
Okay.
Okay, maybe he stepped away. Okay. So the answer to number 70, I'm sorry, number 13 is chapter 70, verses 4 and 5. And they read as follows.
Okay.
May God rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the clutches of cruel oppressors. O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you. Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong. I'm in the wrong chapter.
Okay.
Okay, that was 71. I'm sorry. Here it is here. But may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, God is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Please hurry to my aid, O God. You are my helper and my savior. O Lord, do not delay.
Okie dokie.
All right. And I, Paso.
Yep.
I noticed that you had switched the opening song, and it was funny because I was listening to it, and it threw me off because I was used to the other one, but I noticed that it was speaking of joy, and then the first chapter started off with joy. Yeah. I know normally you don't plan that, but
right, exactly. Exactly, that the song falls right into in line with the very first,
right
passage that we started looking at. That was like back in 66, wasn't it?
Yep.
Shout for joy, all the earth, make his praise glorious. You know, a whole lot of songs come right out of these verses. Martha Muniz's song, Make His Praise Glorious, it comes right out of these verses. You know, I play so much music. So
yeah.
When I'm going through these psalms, I see where their songs come from. You know, the rappers, most of them, you'll find their songs come from the epistles and some of the gospels. But the inspirational singers, they all hang out in the Psalms, and mostly every one of their songs comes from the Psalms. Because sometimes I have to look for songs that help the service along, whichever way the Lord wants to go, which I never really know. I just love 4th Sunday and 5th Sunday now, which is going to be Youth Sunday. Then I get to play some turn-up songs. You know, instead of the songs where we just cry for about 2 hours and then, you know, go on with the rest of our day.
Right.
I like the turn up music, Lecrae and Dizzle and, you know, Ken Jones and all of them. You know,
You have caught me with some of those songs, that's for sure.
You know, them the turn-up songs. It's literally one that's titled, I'm Turned.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Go ahead.
A lot of the songs that we hear in church come right out of the Psalms that we're reading now. And when you read these Psalms, you know, you get that joy. You know, I love reading them because we read about David's life. And then when we come to look how he prayed through his life, you know, we saw the crap he went through, but we didn't read about him praying, you know. But now when we read these Psalms, and some of them tie right back to what he was going through at the time. But when you look at his life as a whole and you study his life and get to know him, know Bathsheba, know his other wives, and know their kids and that family dynamic, then when you read the Psalms, especially the ones by David, you get a chance to see how a man prays through his life, you know, how you connect with God to get through your life. You know, the stuff you're going through is like what he did with Bathsheba and Uriah, that thing. Well, he talked to God about that. We get Psalm 51. Creating me a new, a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit, one that's more in line with your values versus mine. And then we notice in his life, he never repeated that behavior again. So, you know, I love these Psalms because they give you a chance to look at a man who we saw when Samuel found him was just a little boy, probably 16, 17 years old, on the backside of that mountain with the little sheep. And we know if we study a shepherd's life, they would spend almost 9 months a year out there with those sheep. So David spent a lot of time alone in the hills, and all he had to talk to was those sheep and himself and the Lord. And that's where a lot of this comes from. So he had a lot of meditation time, a lot of still time, a lot of time to just concentrate on God. And so, and it all comes out in these Psalms. And it's a real life. You know, a lot of these prayers happen when God had told Samuel, anointing him, you're going to be king. But this don't happen for what? Several years later. So he has to go through all this stuff with Saul. He's 17 when he's told he's going to be king. He's 30 when he becomes king. So that's a lot of years to have to go through all he went through. And we're reading how he prayed his way through. Even the great King David didn't escape the troubles of life. His way was not made easy. I'll never forget in one of these movies that I got. It's David. And when Samuel's about to die, he reminds Nathan, the prophet who takes over after Samuel, and he tells Nathan to remind David that God does not make it easy to become king. You know, Samuel knew he was dying, about to go the way we all go, right? And so he wanted David to be worded up. He wanted him to understand that just because I've anointed you and said you're going to be king, God does not make it easy to become king. In fact, the greater the work that you're going to do for the Lord, the harder the study time, the preparation time is going to be. Because it's like when Tony Evans talks about those buildings, how much he loves New York. That ain't quite my thing. I'm more of a country kind of person, but he likes buildings and things. But he talks about, you can tell how high they're going to build a building by how deep they dig the foundation. And you can tell, however deep the Lord has taken you, is how high he's going to take you. You know, if the Lord have you doing a lot of studying, a lot of training, a lot of preparation for a lot of years, that means he's going to use you for a lot of years. My wife will tell you, I used to complain and come home and be really, really angry that God had given me all these plans and ideas, and I had nowhere to carry them out. I had sermons you could pile as high as the ceiling, nowhere to preach them. And I would get mad and ask them, why are you doing this? Well, had no idea in 2003 a church would start. Had no idea in 2009 I would be on the radio 6 days a week, some weeks doing 9 sermons, or Bible classes and sermons mixed together, and most of them an hour and 45 minutes. So, you know, like what y'all are going through on Monday nights now. I know that's got to be a lot of fun, but you know that's because you're ready for the next level. So the lessons get harder, the teachers get tougher, and you know they don't get no tougher than Pastor Tate. So you know that's like boot camp. But if you absorb it and get it, it's because God is desiring to take you to another level. But you need to be strong to exist up there, because it won't be about just telling people what the Bible say. It will be about beating back them demons who are going to try to stop you from telling people what the Bible say. That's the thing. It's easy to learn and memorize what's in the Word of God. But when Satan come around and do you like he did Jesus and everybody else the Lord called, well, then that's like David, like Samuel told Nathan, remind David, God does not make it easy to become king. So whatever the Lord is calling you to be, and all of us are called, every single one of us, it won't be easy. You got to be tough, because Satan don't play. He don't tell you, don't play emotional games. He don't get into the crying thing. He don't care if you cry. He'll tear your head off. If God let him, he'll just rip your head off. But because the Lord won't let him, he don't. He only gets to do to you what God knows you can beat back or what you should be able to beat back. And it'll keep happening until you master it. And once you master it, then and you can move on to the next level of nonsense. But it'll just keep happening, like David. I mean, look at his wife. He was a nice little shepherd boy, nobody bothering him. They all just left him out there in the middle of nowhere, 9 months a year. Then somebody come and pour oil all over him, telling him he's going to be king. He's 17. And then, you know, he go to comfort Saul. Saul look at David and somehow figure out this is my replacement. And he's going to kick Jonathan out of the inheritance, so he started trying to kill David. And finally, David just has to get up out of there. And he get two opportunities to kill his assailant and had to pass both of them up because he surrendered himself to the Lord. And he leaving Saul to the Lord. That's where we get this test, not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. That's where that comes from, but... David finally does become king at 30. And you think it stopped? No. One son raped his sister. And then the other son killed the son who raped the sister. Then the son who killed the son raped the sister, tried to take the kingdom from the father. This is Absalom. Think it's over with? No. David gets old. Can't even hardly see anymore. Adonijah rises up. Now he's trying to take the kingdom from his old crazy father as far as he's concerned. And then Solomon ended up having to have him taken out by Benaniah. But so David's life was from beginning to end not easy to become who he became. But we all revere him today. Out of all the kings of Israel, he's the monarch of all the kings. He's the one on top, the number one. They all go back to the great King David, even though Saul was the first king. But we all know how that went, you know. But anyway, yeah, joy, joy. That's what Deacon Tate say. You got to watch it when you ask Pastor a question, because an hour later. Oh, boy.
All right, what? Give us some announcements, Pastor.
Oh, them announcements.
Announcements.
Okay, coming up this Saturday, fourth Saturday, Pastor John McFall is going to be bringing the word, and we thank God for
the
recovery work that's been going on. And I can't wait until that Sunday when he comes walking in the church. I'm looking forward to seeing that, and I know it's going to happen because he got that kind of faith that beats the crap out of things. But yeah, he got that kind of faith that is not fake. It is just, he can't have fake faith because he need real results, so he can't have fake faith. Okay, and then, of course, this Sunday we're going to be concluding God's plan for the family. We're going to bring the kids in. We're going to tie the whole thing up, get us from earth to heaven, the singles, the married people, and the married people with the kids and what God wants to do with kids. So we'll finish that up, and I'll get a rest from, I think, about 7 weeks straight of preaching. So, yeah, that happens every year. The Lord take the last three Sundays of December, and he talk about money. He wants to get people's finances right. Another year, another chance to get it right, right? And then he wants to start the year out with his plan for life and family, because most of us don't live according to God's plan. We got our own plan, and we keep wondering why they don't work. So, you know, every year he wants to come back with his plan for life and family. Look, real simple. God, the Lord Jesus wants us to give up. Whatever it is that you do in this life, bring him into it, because that's why you're there. It's not about just the check. It's not about whatever your vocation is. It's about the people who are there that he wants you to reach out to. You cannot hate your coworkers, and the people you're around, because that is where you're giving your witness, whether you know it or not. You're giving your witness, whether you're opening your mouth or not. Your life, your work ethic, all of that is a witness. Quiet life, mind your own business, work with your own hand, get the respect of those on the outside. Quiet life is with a closed mouth. Working with your own hands is with a closed mouth. Minding your own business is surely with a closed mouth. But yet you get the respect of those who are on the outside. So don't forget to bring Jesus into the whole of your life. And don't worry about what you have to sacrifice and miss and not do, place you can't go, or something you can't have. Don't worry about that. The Lord has forever to lavish on us things we haven't even imagined. Imagine having something that won't break. Imagine having a friend that won't crap out. I would say a husband or wife, but ain't none of that in heaven, so. But imagine having family that won't flip you out, that make you want to, anyway, praise the Lord. Okay? Imagine a life where there is absolutely no problems and the day don't get over. You know how you're having such a good day, you wish it would never get over? Well, that's what our eternity is. But Jesus needs you right now to make sacrifices for him. So, because he got that for you forever. You ain't going to give up nothing. Trust me. What the Lord got, if the Lord could take you to the other side and let you look around, you will come back here and be so devoted to him, you would wish every day was your last day.
Wow.
You'd wish every, if you could go and see what's ahead of us, you'd wish every day here was your last day. You'd be walking out in front of cars. People had to pull you back, talking about, what you doing? Like, oh, what was I doing? You're trying to get out of here on purpose. But if you just don't know. Imagine no time. Time is what makes us anxious. Mm-hmm. But imagine no time. Then there's nothing to be anxious ever about because there's no time. You can't be late. You can't be early. You're always on time. Everything that makes us trip out here ain't there. Okay? He says that over in Revelation 21, what won't be there. And so, you know, but he needs us to, this pursuit we got in this life of something we're trying to build. I hear people, I'm trying to build a life. Really? Here on earth? Good luck with that. Because the Lord trying to, Jesus got a place built for you in heaven, and he's trying to build one down here. So y'all got to reconcile that, okay? But, yeah. So, yeah, there we go again. Googled up again. God's, what an announcement, Pastor. Not an announcement to turn into a sermon. Anyway, that's Crystal fault. That's what happened.
Right.
The spirit of Crystal hit me, and I gave some announcements, and then I started preaching. That's Crystal. That's the spirit of Crystal. So y'all pray for her, okay? I forgive her and have mercy on her. Hallelujah. This is Crystal's fault. You can tell, right? I sound just like Crystal, didn't I? See, that's what happened when you had to do announcements. You turn into Crystal. And I've done announcements a couple of times, and there you go. Now I'm all messed up. That's Crystal's fault. But I forgive her, though, because she's my sister. So Jesus say forgive. So anyway, that's all what's right. Happening this weekend. And Mackie, awesome class, awesome class. Tell somebody else about the class. The Lord loves it when he see people read the Bible and see what's in it for themselves rather than just letting somebody else tell them what's in it. You see what's in it. You read it for yourself. You know, and like I say, I love reading David because David had a lot of problems. He went through a lot of stuff, but he prayed his way through. Now we know how he got through. He didn't ignore his stuff. He prayed some really long ones. Psalm 119 must have been a really bad day because they got like, 150 verses or something?
Yeah.
That had to be a really bad year, really. Like, Jesus, really? But anyway, thanks, Dr. Mackey. Awesome class. Awesome class, class, class. Awesome.
Thank you, sir. All right. Thank y'all for another good evening. And hope everyone got something out of this. And for those who are listening, those who participated, thank you. And next week will be my last week, and following me will be Crystal. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you for another great class. Thank you for everything that was given to us tonight, Father God. I pray that those who were here tonight and got it, we take it and do something with it. And those who listen in the future, God, will receive it and do something with it. Every time we come together is another time for us to learn, draw closer to you, Father God, and just bond with each other. And we thank you for every opportunity. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Again, thank you. Awesome class again. And as soon as I can get to where I'm going, then we can close out. Okay. I'm looking at letters. And they're flying by. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I'm making up stuff now because I got to find what I'm looking for. I can't find it. There it is. Take it easy. God bless you. See you later. Click, click, click.
All the way turned up. I ain't smoking, but my homie in here burnt up. Yeah, I'm working on him, but he's straight though. Couple girls tryna twerk it on me. Wait, no, no.
Hold up.
Before you even roll up, I'm in here with my lady. Can't you see me, man? I'm sold up. Man, I'm in here tryna celebrate a birthday. And you know I'm good on well, it's a work day. No matter, we still gon' kick it. And we ain't getting trippy. No Molly in my sippy. Ain't fighting nobody, ain't nobody said tripping. And Southeast Dago in the building. Shout out to Peter Pan, Skyline Imperial. We out here tryna function. Holler if you with it though. Probably think I'm rolling, I'm just high on the spirit, bro. The only thing we poppin' is the truth. Y'all don't hear me though. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about the homie. I'm turnt, 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 I'm turnt. Everybody slow motion. Off the potion, I tell them I'm straight, trying to keep my mind focused. Came 40 deep, clicked up, crew love. Got them looking at us crazy cause we so turned up. Yeah, homie, I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned, I'm turned. I ain't popping, rolling, and I ain't burnt. So tell Mary and Molly, I don't need them to party. Someone woke up in the lobby trying to locate their wallet while I'm 9 holes in trying to work on my hobby. And I wish somebody would get me started. Hey, deuces up to Nipsey, K Dot and Gang. I'm out here in the West, go holler at me, man. My bloodstream clean, nothing running through my veins. It's 116, yeah, I'm still unashamed. I call it network, keep them out here fishing. You know I'm with the clicking, man, we out here trying to kick it. You know that we turn. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about the homie. I'm turnt, I'm turnt, I'm turnt. I'm